This is Chi High Basketball. WOGO, your sports station. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, go Cards, your sports station.
The OGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Game two of our doubleheader earlier, the Neillsville girls defeating the McDonald girls. But in this nightcap, it is Chi High at Eau Claire North at the Doghouse against the Huskies. And Dave, it was almost 2 months ago, December 9th, we had the game, the Cards in a runaway over Eau Claire North, 84-52. But it was a long time ago. Huskies, their two wins on the season over New Richmond, their second to last game, they scored that one. An 88-71 win at New Richmond, and tonight ready to be tested by the Cardinals yet again here on their home court.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this beforehand. It's really interesting how matchups work between teams. You would figure that Eau Claire North beating New Richmond both times means Chi High would beat the New Richmond both times, and we didn't. What I can tell you is it looks like, you know, Chi High doesn't do very well against physicality. I think we match up pretty well against Eau Claire North. New Richmond's a very physical basketball team. You got a lot of the football players that play on that team, and granted, you know, we didn't have all of our players for that game, but I just don't think we match up as well. We match up pretty well with Eau Claire North.
Here's where the conference looks. You got Hudson on top, 9-1, 13-4 overall. They've won three in a row, including over Memorial. Memorial 8-2. Then River Falls lone by themselves in third place at 6-4 with the win over New Richmond the other night. Chippewa Falls and Rice Lake both knotted at 5-5, but Chippewa Falls swept Rice Lake. So Chi High fourth in the conference, Rice Lake fifth, Menominee sixth at 3-7, and Eau Claire North and New Richmond tied at the bottom at 2-8. Again, the Cardinals overall 8-9, looking to get to 500 with a win here tonight, which would be their third in a row and third this week. The Huskies at 2-14 would love to sting the Cardinals. And again, you talk about youth, and their top three scorers, all a junior, a sophomore, a freshman. So,
yeah, I mean, that looks well for North in the future for Chi High. Obviously, we talked about how we've at any given time have five seniors out there, so it's going to be perhaps a rebuilding year next year. For now, we got to make the most of what we can. This is a pretty good team. You know, Chi High with a good chance tonight that if they pull out a win here, we'll wind up tied with River Falls for third. River Falls is going to have to play Hudson at Hudson tonight, while Rice Lake is going to be hosting Eau Claire Memorial. So, you know, both of those teams have their hands full and a good chance of, like I said, Chi High tying River Falls. Not only that, but if you look at the individual matchup, officially both Minarski and Orr had 28 points last game, mm-hmm. So he's still 5 points out. He has to play against a tougher team tonight. Maybe this is Minarski's chance to pull ahead.
And also, we'll talk about his point total. We might as well use that as a jumping point because he landed exactly at 1,100 points. He became the fourth all-time leading scorer in school history with his accomplishments there the other evening. And now ahead of him, Aaron Canaz, the JV coach, at 1,184. Joe Reuter at 1,220. Just a side note, his dad, Eric Minarski at McDonald, had 1,221. And Tyson Killeen seems to be unreachable at 1,600 plus. But the other two, doable. And again, it's about the team, it's not about individuals, but when it's all said and done, you look back and that's quite an accomplishment. It speaks to Mason Minarski and his career here at Chi High. Most recently, Chippewa, a win the other night over Rice Lake at home, 63-51. They won at Wausau West, 63-56 on Tuesday. Meanwhile, for Eau Claire North, their loss at Menominee the other night, 71-62. That was on Thursday night. And last Saturday, they had the win at New Richmond, 88-71. We'll take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from the first of the two coaches here on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, hearing from Michael Kessler of Eau Claire North in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Chi-Hi and Eau Claire North getting ready for tip-off. And North head coach Michael Kessler now with us. And, Coach, been a while since we saw you.
Yeah, sure has.
Yeah. All right. Most recently, you'd lost to Menominee, but prior to that, nice win over New Richmond.
Yeah, you know, I think our kids are starting to play a little bit better, get more comfortable with a new system and new scheme. And last time we talked, we were pretty dang young. We're still pretty young, but now we got a few games under our belts. So, you know, that's starting to slow the game down for some of our guys, too.
Mm-hmm. You do start a couple of seniors, but I see your three leading scorers are all underclassmen.
Yeah, you know, certainly we were young coming into the year, and losing Averion Santana in game number two, we got even younger with experience there, too. You know, we're really pleased with the progress that our kids are making, and, you know, hopefully those guys can continue to contribute.
Mm-hmm. Chi-Hi starting to, after a lengthy losing skid, a couple of wins they've strung back-to-back at Wausau West, and more recently the other night at Rice Lake. What about, what concerns you when you're defending them?
Oh, you know, they got guys that can score from all over, you know, and it's, sometimes they can put five guys out there that can fill the basket up. So, you know, that'll be a challenge for us tonight defensively. They're really active on the board, so we got to keep them off of there. And then, you know, playing patient and picking and choosing our moments offensively will be a challenge as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How has your offense progressed since, you know, game four, I think, for when Chippewa faced you early in the season to now?
Yeah, I mean, compared to that night, it's gotten a lot better. That wasn't our best showing. No, guys feel more comfortable. I think the physicality of the game, the speed of the game, it, like I said earlier, it's starting to slow down for our guys a little bit more. And, you know, it was a new scheme. And as much as you think your preseason practices are planned out really well, you know, you still got a lot of, you know, opportunity for growth. And we're starting to take those strides.
And finally, Coach Kessler, I mean, a good test certainly in Chippewa, starting with Minarski and Tomczak and company. But you got the home court advantage. You're at the doghouse tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we hope that plays a little bit of advantage. Not sure how many people are going to show up on a cold Saturday night, but, you know, hopefully the ball bounces our way a few times as opposed to their way at our home court.
Absolutely. Coach, we wish you the best. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Head coach Michael Kessler of Eau Claire North will hear from the Cardinals head coach Jason Prue in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
No-look bounce pass down low.
Katie Ruff off the window, counted in a foul.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biston. And it goes in, the empty netter. Makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com on a Saturday night at the Doghouse, Chi-High and Eau Claire North. Head coach Jason Prue, nice to have a two-game winning streak.
Yeah, it is. It's we're playing well, and I was really happy with the way we played on Thursday, our defensive intensity and the way that guys knocked down shots and play and move the ball offensively. It was a fun game for us.
One of your great players, Kansas Smith, I saw him coming out at Hudson last Saturday, frowned, big smile, leaving the gym the other night, and gave him, you know, a couple of positive comments in terms of his, you know, said, hey, a tough defensive assignment there, covering the leading scorer in the conference, and then he'd hit a three-pointer, but I mean, just boosted spirits.
Yeah, absolutely. Kansas is a great kid, and he's been with us since he was a freshman, and he loves to play, and we love to have him around, and he wants to guard the point guard on the other team, no matter who it is, and he steps up his game whenever we need him to.
And we talked some in the postgame a little bit. Trent Linder, but mentioned him again, 11 rebounds the other night.
So. Yeah, Trent has a great role for us. He's a big rebounder. He's long. He keeps possessions alive for us on the offensive glass. He defends. He sets good screens. He dives to the basket. He does everything we ask him to do. And I'm really happy with the way he's starting to figure some things out, too.
This North club, younger. In fact, I look at their three leading scorers, junior, sophomore, and freshman. So they've got youth there. And it's been a long time since you played them early in the season.
Yeah, they're starting early in the year. They're trying to figure some things out. New coach, new guys. They're just coming off of an injury of an experienced guy in Averon. And they're playing really well right now. They've been in a lot of really tight games. They knocked off New Richmond the other night. And they're a team that they're very skilled. They can shoot the ball. And they're a very dangerous team this time of the year.
A win like that for a team that's had a lot of taste of defeat, I mean, that really kind of energizes it. Plus, they're at home here on a Saturday night. So.
Yeah, there's going to be some juices flowing. We got the Chippewa Claire thing, and a lot of these guys play with each other in the summer. So it's going to be a fun BRC game.
But in terms of mentally, you guys, I mean, such a big win earlier, but that's a long time ago, and you guys are hungry and ready to go.
Yeah, we're not looking that far back. We're focused on the next thing. We're looking to build on the Rice Lake game and playing the best basketball we can this time of the year, and that's our focus, and that's going to continue to be our focus here moving forward.
Coach Prue, have a great one. We'll talk to you afterwards.
All right, thank you.
All right, head coach Jason Prue getting ready. Chi-High and Eau Claire North coming next on WOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chai Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef.
It's delicious.
That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, custard, and cheese curds.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Mark Halverson, Dave Check back courtside here. 2 minutes, 15 seconds left on the clock in the warm-ups. And time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We mentioned North coming in here at 2-14 and Chahai at 8-9 in the conference. A little bit different here as Chahai in the middle of the pack. 5-5 North at with two wins on the conference season.
Well, I think the key to the game has to be to control the momentum. Eau Claire North is a team that Chi-High, you know, in all respects matches up well on paper. It should be a win for them if they do what they're supposed to do. But just like any other team, they're going to go on runs. They got a big crowd here. They could get going. And, you know, if you don't break that up like they did against New Richmond and let them score on their runs 20 and 30 instead of breaking them up after 3, 4, 9, I don't know. You know, that's just it. They're going to have to break those up, understanding that no matter how bad a team is or how good a team is, you go on runs. Basketball is a game of streaks.
Absolutely. Game two of our doubleheader here on this Saturday. Earlier, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney calling the seventh-ranked team in Division Four, Neillsville, over the eighth-ranked team in Division Five, McDonald, 61-48. Neillsville coming up with 14 three-pointers. So that's 42 of their 61 points in that 13-point win at McDonald Central this afternoon. Get the podcast of that up. It's probably up for you already at WOGO.com, and we'll get the podcast of this one in your future as well. In the meantime, as the clock ticks down here, that puts a wrap on the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Also, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Give them a call at 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. All right, when we come back, starting lineups in basketball. It's Chi-High at the Doghouse against Eau Claire North. The Cards looking to go to 500 on the season and above 500 in conference, and hopefully slip into a tie here if things go according to projections, that maybe slip into a tie for third with River Falls in the conference. That's the hope tonight here from the Doghouse in Eau Claire North. Mark Halverson along with Dave Check on WDOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Getting closer to tip-off here. Mark Halverson, Dave Check at the Doghouse. And Zach Wycheck back at our WDOGO studio, manning the controls for both of the games in our doubleheader here today. All right, first of all, let's get you the Chippewa Falls Cardinals. They'll be introduced first. And so let's meet them. This senior-laden lineup with eight seniors. At one guard, 6 foot and a senior. He's got the second most minutes on the team this year. Christian Crumbaker, the 6 foot senior, number three. Meanwhile, 5'10 senior, number four, averaging 7 points a game. Kansas Smith, should mention Christian, averaging 9.5 a game. 6'7 senior, number five, averaging 14 a game. Jackson Tomzat, also for the Cards in the starting lineup. 6'5 senior, number 15, Trent Lindner. And 6 foot senior, number 44, averaging 21 a game, Mason Minarski, the Cards coached by Jason Prue. Meanwhile, for Eau Claire North, in their starting lineup, they go with 6'1 senior, number 5, C.J. Shepler, averaging 8 points a game. Another senior, 6'3 senior, number 12, averaging 4 a game, Carter Seibel. Meanwhile, they go with sophomore, 6 foot sophomore, number 14, averaging 11 a game, Elliot Besson. Also in the starting lineup, a 5'9 freshman, number 22, averaging 9.6 a game, Tyler Barrows. And rounding out their starting lineup, their leading scorer, 6'6", and a junior, number 24, averaging 12 a game, Andrew Roxfall. And the Huskies coached by first-year head coach Michael Kessler. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. All right.
Always fun to watch Minarski go out there tipping at 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Gives up about 6 inches to our tallest guy on the team, but watch him get this tip.
And, again, Chahai dressed in the road black with the red numerals lettering and trim, and Huskies in that white with the blue numerals and lettering and the Columbia blue trim as well. And it's Chahai with it, and Kansas Smith into the forecourt for the Cardinals. Left side to Tomzak. Posting on the left baseline, Minarski. Working on that baseline, trying to go around the defender, and a whistle and a foul right away going to be on C.J. Shepler, his
both,
first.
Both refs were going to call something different. The underneath ref is the one that got the call. The ref up here, it looked like he was going to call Mason for a wrap.
Huh. 17-47 just underway. And a Kansas Smith to get it in. Defended over there by Elliot Besson, the 6 foot sophomore. Bounce feed, nice. Oh, missed shot by Minarski. But the rebound down to Trent Lindner, his first already. Crumbaker on the outside, gets it to Minarski behind the arc. Posting on the right side, Tomczak. Tomczak masks defensive by Roxfeld. He'll shoot it over the big guy and hit it. And the first two already, and the Cars up to a 2-0 lead.
That's what happens when you get the offensive rebounds. There are a couple of shots.
And the penetration from North, and picking up his dribble is Scheffler. Gets it out on top to Besson. There's the three-point attempt off the mark. No good. Missed that time by Roxfald, actually, on the outside. And now North with the offensive rebound as Barrows, the freshman. And continuing into the lane, Roxfald. He'll pick up his dribble, try to shoot it, and blocked by Lindner.
Lindner with a rebound as well.
Lindner really stepping it up here these last couple of games, Dave. Continue to see the growth and development of his game.
Yeah, we have. Last game was very exciting. Saw him go 11 rebounds.
Yeah, that's right. And there, the block shot and the rebound with 16:40 left first half. And the Cards up 2-0 as they're on the attack right to left. Krumbaker on the left side, Kansas Smith. Briefly loses the basketball, retrieves it. Jackson comes in. Contact, no foul called that time. Maybe Scheffler got away with one. Looked like some body action to me. Three-pointer from Barrows, the freshman on the iron. It bounces in. One of the players for North Besson had grabbed the net, but anyhow, 3-2 lead here for the Huskies as Barrows gets his first three of the night. The Cardinals had just the one basket earlier, and ball out of bounds, scooting away, and it's going to be a turnover for Chippewa there first. Who had the one basket for Chippewa?
Tomczak.
Yeah. All right, now Barrows on the dribble, the freshman in the forecourt, picked up by the senior Kansas Smith. So Smith with covering the league score in the conference the other night in Orr, and now picks up the freshman in Barrows here this evening. And a steal by Lindner as the attempted bounce pass stolen away on the far side. So Trent has a steal, a block, and a couple of rebounds already. They work it left side to Kansas Smith, picked up defensively over here by Besson. There's the three-pointer, and Benarski's got the three. And the Cars back to a 5-3 lead.
It's just such a smooth, unstoppable shot.
And the Huskies backed up now with Seibel on the outside. And this is Roxfald, their leading scorer, 12 a game. There's the drive. Besson kicking it right side, getting it off to Seibel. Three-point attempt on the way is good. And Elliot Besson for the three. And they get the lead back at 6-5.
And that was just a bomb about 4 or 5 feet beyond the line himself.
Three lead changes already. North, Chahai North here in the early going. 6-5, and now trying to answer. Air ball missed by Minarski. Follow up, and missed the player, but
I think that was Kansas,
Kansas Smith. Yeah, and then now the Huskies wanted to race it down the floor as they bring it down left to right on top Besson. Besson top of the key, trying to go by Krumbaker. Good catch up by Christian. Now penetrating Roxfald on top. Getting it back, playing some catch on top with Scheffler. Scheffler's going to drive, picked up defensively by Minarski. They work it on the outside. Huskies got blown out by 32 at Chi High back on December 9th. And a whistle and a foul, and they're going to call it a tie-up. One of the three referees here are blowing the whistle on that. And the possession arrow stays North's way with 14:24 left first half.
That's an interesting call. Didn't look like he had it for long enough, but
on the outside, Roxfald, he's been shut out so far. Their leading scorer at 12 a game. Gets it on top to Besson. Picked up defensively by Kansas Smith. This is Barrows, the freshman, picked up now by Christian Krumbaker. Smith had him earlier. Both teams just their starters the first 4 minutes plus. Here's the shot, whistle, and a foul. Besson and Kansas Smith going to get his first.
Besson
first one on Kansas.
As a freshman, really taking control out there. Be interested to see if that's the Besson that would be the coach's kid that used to be Coach Besson for Chi High. Quite a player.
First one is up and off the mark. No good.
Just jinxed him there, though.
Yeah. Besson, a 62% free throw shooter. He'll get another chance. Second one. Got it. And it's a 7-5 lead for the Huskies. And Chippewa now into the forecourt. Christian Krumbaker across the timeline. Cards bring it right to left. Out on top, Tomczak, open three on the way. Doctor, Cards lead it by one.
Starting off where he left off last game shooting.
Yeah, that amazing 4-for-4 on threes and really hit his first five shots. And I think then finished with 16 points, but he had 14 of them fairly early in the contest. But, boy, such a good compliment to Mason Minarski. And when they get it going, even as the Cards make the push to the end of the season, we were counting up the game, six games left. I mean, they need that 1-2 punch to be working, Dave.
Well, and you got Kansas Smith's defense. Right. You got Krumbaker that can
right.
fill it up.
Yep.
And with Lindner stepping up with the defensive and the rebounds.
Right. I'm just saying at the top, though, obviously with Minarski and Tomczak to kind of drive the engine, lead the way. But, yeah, Krumbaker for sure. And Kansas Smith, that heart of the defense. And, oh, good move down low. And that is C.J. Scheffler maneuvering his way around for a basket. And giving the Huskies back the lead at 9-8. So make it five lead changes already. Tomczak, left baseline, penetrating, spin move, working on Roxball. He'll spin back the other way, off glass. No, it didn't go. Would have been pretty if it did. Kansas Smith knocked it free. And the Cards come out of there with it. Minarski, Kansas Smith, though, he made that happen initially. Minarski, penetration, spin move, down low, partially blocked. And he goes down, no foul call. Into the forecourt comes Besson. Besson. Cutting, basket, good. Nice job that time by Carter Seibel for the Huskies. And they extend their lead to 11-8.
You know, we talked about this against New Richmond. It's a physical game. They're not calling those tight fouls underneath. That means we got to reciprocate, tighten up our defense.
You got to recognize always in terms of, you know, football, basketball, how baseball, how the ref is calling it. And there's the pass from Smith intended for Lindner and out of bounds. Cardinal turnover. Two apiece now for each club with 12:06 to go. In this first half, we're going to get lots of substitutions for both teams. Time to tell you, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Thanks to them and all of our sponsors for making this broadcast and this basketball doubleheader possible here today. As a loose ball for a moment. Huskies out to an early lead, so this young squad being galvanized, and there's the basket on the baseline. Two more for Carter Seibel, and the Huskies have their biggest lead of the night at 13-8. Easton Bob is into the contest for Chippewa, as is Zeke Johnson. Jackson Tomczak, left side. There's the shot from Jackson. Google off the back iron, tipped up by Zeke Johnson. No, out of bounds and losing it, Easton Bob, and it's going to be Huskies ball up five, 11:32 to go first half. Huskies kind of boosted mentally by this performance so far, Dave.
Well, like we said, though, that's what we talked about in the keys to the game. That's their run.
Yep.
Now Chai has got to settle down and get back into it.
Yep. And Minarski, who leads this team in minutes, staying out there on the floor. He averages over 34 a game. It's a 36-minute game, so you can just appreciate by far the minutes leader for this club. I was looking at before the contest. 11:10 to go here in the first half. Huskies on the attack left to right. Seibel on the outside finds Barrow, the freshman. Working on Zeke Johnson. Out on top again, they've got Aaron Gust, a 6'1 sophomore, into the contest right now. And TJ Johnson, a 6'1 junior. Working it on top. Roxbaugh looking for his first points, and he hits the three over Easton Bob.
I think you called timeout there.
Yes, you do. 16-8 Huskies. Timeout, Jason Pruitt. 10:45. No, we're wrong. Keep it right here. All right, well. I think you and I were in agreement on that one.
Well, they're going to have to shoot their way out of it, but that's what we were talking about with the runs. We got to do something to stop this.
Jason Pruitt will penetrate. Step back. 15-footer right side of the lane. Followed up and in by Minarski. Great rebound basket and stopping the run right there.
Yeah, that was a missed shot. Looked like it might have been an alley-oop pass, but it wasn't. Minarski with a nice putback.
That was nice and made our high V halftime highlights right there with 10:18 to go first half. Huskies ball, six-point lead. Cardinals trying to tighten it up here, and again, basketball such a game of momentum. You want to stop the run, as you were saying. Huskies on the attack. Boy, they look like a lot better team, I'll tell you, than what we saw 2 months ago, for sure. But again, understandably, season's moved along. Three-pointer on the deep right side, airballed that time, missed by Gust, the sophomore. Rebound down to the Cardinals. Google, Tomczak for three at the other end. Oh, no, it hit two parts of the rim and scoots out. And with the rebound, Gust. And here comes North back the other way. On the dribble, between the legs, Gust's going to spin, move on Easton Bob. Tomczak reached in there, almost had it. Open three from the corner, off the mark, no good that time for the Huskies. Roxbald, he's still scoreless, even though the Huskies lead it by 6, 16-10.
Roxbald, I think, hit that three.
Oh, okay. All right, you're right. My apologies. And the Cardinals work it down low. Missed shot attempt, Minarski on the right baseline. And they were really all over him defensively.
I just don't think that particular ref underneath is going to call that.
Yeah, as the drive by Roxwell, he's going to miss the driving left-handed layup. Minarski, long pass ahead to Zeke Johnson, going to try to get the bust out. Layup reverse is good. What a play. Oh, what a play. The pass and the reverse layup by Zeke Johnson. That was sweet. You know,
that's another one to mark down for the highlight tape.
I'll tell you what, you know, for artistry, I knew you make a three-pointer behind the line and there was no foul, but for artistry, that was worth 3 points. Barrows, the freshman, misses off the mark, no good, fighting for the rebound, Minarski, and his tapping allowed Google to get it. Eastern Bob to Tomczak. Jackson behind the three-point line. Left side, Zeke Johnson. On top, he finds Google. Google passes on an open three on top to Tomczak. 8:25 left in the half. 16-12 North on WOGO Sports. Cardinals head bend down by 8 at 16-8 on a 4-0 run at the moment. Google between the leg dribble on top to Zeke Johnson, joined by Minarski and Tomczak and Easton Bob. Clock ticking toward 8 minutes left first half. Mark Halverson, Dave Check with you. Good to have you aboard. Game two of our doubleheader. Nielsville beat McDonald Girls earlier, 61-48. Check out the podcast at wogo.com. And a three-pointer by Google pulls the Cards within one at 16-15.
You know, the Cardinals are doing what proving us wrong anyway. They're shooting their way out of that nice little run by Eau Claire, and now they got their own run going.
Nice job by Jackson Google on that one, taking it down low. T.J. Johnson getting on top Roxwell. He'll drive on Tomczak, missing, but drawing the foul on Jackson. With 7:37 left here, first half. So for Jackson Tomczak, first personal on him in this contest so far tonight. And it sends Roxfall to the line where he is a 64% free throw shooter. 16-15, Huskies by one, and he misses. Cardinals, I was impressed looking at the free throw numbers, Dave. Here's the thing. The good news is Chahai shooting 73% from the line. The bad news is how few free throws they shoot.
Yeah, that's been a problem for them all year long, no matter what the matchup is. Part of that is the height. They don't really have the physicality. They don't come down.
A lot of perimeter shooting.
But, you know, a game like this, Minarski should have already been at the line three or four times if it's called a little tighter.
Good point. Roxwell misses both free throws.
Minarski picks up his fourth rebound.
And, again, I think even looking at those free throw numbers, I know that the Huskies in the 60s. Penetration, Krumbaker down low, basket, good. And they're going to count it in a foul.
They are. Nice shot.
All right. Good job by Christian Krumbaker.
Krumbaker's whole family, I think, is in attendance to see this tonight.
And the Cards getting the lead now, 17-16. And I think lead change number six. And the free throw from the left-hander is good. Christian Krumbaker, a 72% free throw shooter, knocking that one down. 18-16 Chippewa, and the ball nearly stolen away. Krumbaker on the floor, gets it off to his teammate Minarski. So good job working that steal just off of the three-point play at the other end. Krumbaker, three-point attempt on the way by Minarski. No good, but Krumbaker out with the rebound. Cards will reload, up 18-16. So the Cards now on a 10-0 run, Dave. It kind of happened in bits and pieces, but lo and behold.
Yeah, a lot of things clicking. Yeah. Offensive rebounds, getting those second-chance shots.
Chahai was down 16-8. They now lead at 18-16. Krumbaker drives all the way in, and there's another layup. 5 straight points for Christian Krumbaker.
There you go. And the defensive rebound at the other end. Time to shout out to Marcus and Nelson Jr., his brothers that might be here, and his mom, Mary, and Nelson Sr.
Absolutely. 6:35 left first half. Huskies trying to stop the bleeding. And there's a missed three-point attempt from the outside that by Besson. And the Cardinals out with a rebound. One and done. So this Cardinal defense clamping down now on a 12-0 run, doing it at the offensive end. Krumbaker, he's willing to keep working on the defender. And he's going to put one up and hit again. 7 straight for Christian Krumbaker. And a timeout, Eau Claire North, with the Cardinals on a 14-0 run, leading 22-16 at the doghouse. Back in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
22-16 Chippewa. Dave, this was a 16-8 Huskies lead on their home court, but Chihai putting a 14-0 run together to grab a six-point advantage.
Well, there you go. Turned around the streak, and like we said, basketball is a game of streaks. I mean, you can feel it when the crowd's hot, everything's falling, and it just, you know, fell apart for Eau Claire North. No timeout called. Chihai just started making shots, and they started missing.
Six lead changes we've had in this contest. Interestingly, I don't think we had a tie, but now the Huskies... This young squad there is trying to respond as Besson brings it into the forecourt on the far side to T.J. Johnson. Barros, the sharp-shooting freshman, he has not hit a three so far. And then a kick is called as Chase Watkins, a 6'1 junior, into the game. Tossed the bounce pass, and Mason was there to stop it with his foot. G. Mason into the contest was Crumbaker, Minarski, Kansas Smith, and Trent Linder right now. Jackson Tomzak getting some rest.
Well, let's hope we've seen our last lead change of the night.
Yeah, there you go. Hold on to this thing. Now, again, North, important to just get a hoop. It's been a long, cold spell for them here. And even the weather was warming up today, and everybody appreciating that, I think. So the Huskies taking their time on this possession and have not had a shot off yet. But credit the Cardinal defense. It's a long deflected pass and stolen away by Linder. And again, the longer you hold it without shooting, Dave, the more the chance for a turnover, and that's what happened.
Well, that's true. And you used to hear, three passes before shooting.
Yeah.
Always had a problem with that. If you got an open shot, you certainly don't want to pass it up.
Crumbaker again, and he's just having his way here. It's about a 9-0 run for Crumbaker.
He's on fire. Not only that, but he hasn't missed a shot. 4-for-4 from the floor and made his one free throw for the end one.
And you know what? He'll pick and choose his moments, right? I mean, it's like tonight, he's just like, you know what? It's one of those games where he's finding the opportunities, and why not? And especially this stretch here that he's been on, I believe it's his own individual 9-0 run.
And he's also another one of those great defensive players, great scrappy players.
Right,
so.
And G. Mason comes up with a steal. Might have been a kick.
Probably.
Yeah. He had stripped it away, but then a bit of a steal.
So you got, a lot of role players out there. Linder, who's going to be grabbing the rebounds out there. You got Crumbaker, who's going to be scrappy on defense, bringing up the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But it is nice to see them get their due, too. And Linder certainly got his due these last couple of games. And Crumbaker just on fire tonight. Like to see him get another, what do they have, 24 against DC Everest?
It was in the 20s, yeah. And there's the steal by the Cardinals. Jackson Tomzak out of there with it. And Chihai across the timeline. So the big run for the Cardinals, it's a 16-0 run. They were down 16-8. They lead it 24-16. Minarski right side. Got it. Good touch there for Mason.
And he might have to do that if they're not calling anything on his shots when he drives underneath. Just pop it from the outside.
Yep, there you go. 26-16 Cardinals. It is a long run. 18-0 run for Chippewa. No kidding. North led 16-8. But Chihai has answered the call. And there's a little junior hook for Roxfald, Andrew Roxfald, the 6'6 junior. And he's got five on the night. And that stops the run at 18 straight for Chippewa, makes it 26-18. Into the forecourt, Crumbaker on top, Zeke Johnson, joined by Jackson Google, Mason Minarski, and Jackson Tomzak for Jason Pruce squad right now. 3:45 left first half. Mark Halverson, Dave Check with you. Zach Wycheck back at our WOGO studio. Stick around for the Hy-Vee halftime show. A lot of highlights, the numbers. Check the WOGO sports calendar. We already got a girls hockey date for the postseason set. Minarski misses from about 15 on the right side. Huskies out of there with a rebound. And that is number 5, C.J. Shepler, in the backcourt. There's a corner three for Barrows. Comes up short. Rebound Zeke Johnson. Skying for that one. Cardinals get it back with 3:19 left in the half. Crumbaker across the timeline. Right side gets it, Minarski. Bounce pass down low, Jackson Google. Google kind of the number one guy off the bench for Chippewa Falls. Left side, Minarski on the post up. Going to work on Shepler. His pass intended for Crumbaker, and it's going to be an over and back. And Mason frustrated with himself for that one.
Cardinals still leading 5-3 in the turnover battle.
There you go. And time for me to quickly tell you that White City Glass salutes the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. And the inbounds pass now. Inside of 3 minutes left in this first half. Barrows on the right side gets it to Shepler. Back to Barrows. Roxvald on the left baseline, working on Jackson Tomczak. Working, backing down, spin move onto the baseline. Off glass, missed it. Minarski there to clean it. For yet another Karam. Ahead on the right side, they get it to Google. On top to Krumbaker. Between the legs, dribble. He'll work on Barrows, the freshman. Spin move in the lane, comes up a little short, gets his own rebound. Krumbaker goes back up, knocked down, foul. He'll go to the free throw line, where he's a 72% free throw shooter with 2:24 left in the half, and the Cards leading it 26-18.
So Krumbaker misses his first shot, but gets his second offensive rebound of the night.
Yeah, he just is dialed in tonight. I mean, he's got his A game for sure.
As the he's playing with a heck of an effort.
Scheppler's second foul, and that is for the Huskies, their third team foul. The Cards have just two. So Krumbaker, 10 points in this first half. And he didn't score early, right? So
no, he's definitely came alive.
And he gets the other one. So good touch at the line. He's got all three of his free throws tonight. 11 points, yeah. And he really, it wasn't until the last few minutes. So he's had quite a stretch here for the family on hand. And the Huskies trail at 28-18. Boy, Chippewa's outscored them 20-2 since trailing 16-8. Working it on the outside. This is Besson. Work it back to Johnson. And stolen away by the Cards. Here comes Jackson Tomczak. Racing down the floor all the way. Partially blocked that time. And then followed up and in by the Cardinals.
That's Kansas Smith for two.
Kansas Smith getting that one.
And the offensive rebound.
Way to go. Kansas does get close to three rebounds a game. At the other end, Huskies miss it. Tomczak may have touched it. They're going to say it touched last on North. So all the momentum going the Cardinals' way. It was the Huskies early, but Chippewa outscoring them 22-2 since that 16-8 advantage.
Yeah, you had said that the 2 points ended the streak. I'd like to think it's just the middle of a 30-2 streak.
There you go. Yeah, sort of like that. Krumbaker into the forecourt. Tomczak for three. Got it. He dialed it up, and it's 33-18. Cardinals by 15.
We could get to that 30-2 streak yet.
Yeah, you put it into perspective here. As Tomczak nearly coming away with it. And you can just see this is a team at 2-14 in the Huskies where they did come out early, but it seemed like maybe susceptible to the negative thinking too, you know? I mean,
well, and certainly once you get down about 10 points, it's kind of tough when you know you got to play perfect just to beat a team anyway.
And again, a young Huskies team, I think obviously they're going to, you know, rising more for the coming season. Not the eight seniors that Chahai has. And free throw line extended off the back iron. No, missed shot that time by Besson. Out of there with it, the Cardinals. Here comes Krumbaker into the forecourt. On top, Minarski, a long three. Got it. Feeling it. 36-18. The Cards have doubled up the Huskies. They want a timeout to talk about it. Chahai on a huge 28-2 run. It's that 30-2 run Dave was talking about on WOGO Sports.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Just getting a swallow of water, 36-18, and again, Cards were down. That's the story of the game, right? 16-8, and then a 28-2 run. Who could have seen that coming here with 40 seconds left in the half? Barrows, the freshman, crossed the timeline. Gets it off to Gust. Aaron Gust is also in there. You've got Roxfald on the far side. They're working on the right side to Gust. On top, Barrows. He has not been able to find his range here tonight. He's their third leading scorer coming into this contest. And the turnovers have increased for North as well a little bit.
Well, it's 6-3 right now.
Not bad at all for either team, really.
You got Google guarding Barrels right now, doing a heck of a job. Of course, Google, defensive back, knows his defense on a football team, and he does a heck of a job out there too, him and Kansas Smith and Crumbaker. That makes up a good defensive front court.
Easton Bob spelling Kansas Smith now, and an inbounds pass nearly stolen away by Crumbaker. He skied, but Barrows recovered it. On the outside, Roxfeld, he'll drive on Minarski, jump stop, whistle, and a foul, and I think it's going to go on Mason with 13.9 seconds left in this first half.
Yep, that'll be on the ground. No teams in the bonus yet, so might work out for Eau Claire North. They don't want to give Chi High another shot this half.
And Barrows to toss it in, joined out there by Roxfeld and Besson, also T.J. Johnson. He'll muscle one way out on top to Besson. Final possession of the half, seemingly 10 seconds now, waiting. Roxfeld going to drive on Lindner in the lane, puts it up the backboard and in. 36-20, Chi High as the half. Steal and missing off the backboard right before the half, Aaron Gust. And our halftime score, Chippewa Falls 36, Eau Claire North 20. Back with the Hy-Vee Halftime Show in 2 minutes on WDOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
No look bounce pass down low. Katie Ruff off the window, countered in a foul.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biston. And it goes in, the empty netter makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
The Hy-Vee Halftime Show, Mark Halverson, Dave Check. It's time for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings in the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. 36-20, our halftime score. You heard me say it throughout the first half. Chi-High fell behind 16-8. There'd been five lead changes at that point, and then the Cards go on a run. They make their way to 16-15. They take the lead, sixth lead change, and that was the last one because Chippewa outscoring North the rest of the half, 28-4. And Chi-High leading at 36-20 at intermission.
Yeah, you know, it kind of carries along with what we talk about all year, that Chi-High kind of struggles with a couple of things. Sometimes it's turnovers. Right now they're not. They're up 6-4 in terms of the turnovers. Sometimes it's the offensive rebounds. I got Eau Claire North for one offensive rebound at this point in time, 6 for the Chi-High Cardinals. So, again, you know, when they're doing good in those categories and they're shooting like they're shooting tonight, this should be a pretty good game for them. Team-wise, the Cardinals are 5-8 from the three-point line. 9-20 from inside the three, and 3-3 from the free throw line, all Christian Crumbaker. Individually, Minarski's 4-10, 10 points, 6 rebounds. Crumbaker's 4-5, 11 points, 2 rebounds. Tomczak is 3 for 8, 8 points. Zeke Johnson, 1 for 1, 2 points, 1 rebound. Kansas Smith, 1 for 2, 2 points, 2 rebounds. And Google has 1 for 2, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Leading the way for Eau Claire North is Roxbold has 7. Both Siebel and Besson have 4. Shepler has 2. And Barrels has 3.
Hmm. There you go. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com. And IV halftime highlights, we've got them for you right now on WOGO, FM 103.1, AM 680, and wogo.com. Let's give it a listen here. Crumbaker on the outside, gets it to Minarski behind the arc. Posting on the right side, Tomczak. Tomczak matched defensive by Roxbold. He'll shoot it over the big guy and hit it. And this evening. And a steal by Lindner as the attempted bounce pass stolen away on the far side. So Trent has a steal, a block, and a couple of rebounds already. They work it left side to Kansas Smith, picked up defensively over here by Besson. There's the three-pointer, and Minarski's got the three. Into the forecourt. Christian Krumbaker across the timeline. Cards bring it right to left. Out on top, Tomczak. Open three on the way. Doctor! Cards lead it by one. Jason Prue will penetrate. Step back. 15-footer right side of the lane. Followed up and in by Minarski. Great rebound basket and stopping the run right there.
Yeah.
Even the and they were really all over him defensively.
I just don't think that particular ref underneath is going to call that.
Yeah, as the drive by Roxwell, he's going to miss the driving left-handed layup. Minarski, long pass ahead to Zeke Johnson, going to try to get the bust out. Layup reverse is good. What a play. Oh, what a play. Steve's penetration. Krumbaker down low. Basket good. And they're going to count it in a foul.
They are. Nice shot.
All right. Good job by Christian Krumbaker. Cards will reload. Up 18-16. So the Cards now on a 10-0 run, Dave. It kind of happened in bits and pieces, but lo and behold.
Yeah, a lot of things clicking. Yeah. Offensive rebounds, getting those second-chance shots.
Chi-Hi was down 16-8. They now lead at 18-16. Krumbaker drives all the way in, and there's another layup. 5 straight points for Christian Krumbaker. In a timeout, Eau Claire North with the Cardinals on a.
You used to hear, three passes before shooting. Yeah. Always had a problem with that. If you got an open shot, you certainly don't want to pass it up.
Krumbaker again, and he's just having his way here. It's about a 9-0 run for Krumbaker.
He's
a big run for the Cardinals. It's a 16-0 run. They were down 16-8. They lead it 24-16. Minarski right side. Got it. Good touch there for Mason. That one. Krumbaker into the forecourt. Tomczak for three. Got it. He dialed it up, and it's 33-18. Cardinals by 15. Krumbaker into the forecourt. On top, Minarski, a long three. Got it. Feeling it. 36-18. The Cards have doubled up the Huskies. They want a timeout. A lot of good highlights here in the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, Dave Check.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun to watch here. You know, we were talking before about how this is a team game and how it interacts with individual players and everything. You look just, for example, at, how the leading scorers over the years, Reuter, Knez, how all those guys, and what they had. One of the things you notice, Reuter, almost his entire time here, had another scorer that could fill it up the entire time. Mainly his junior year, Peyton Rogers Smith.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's at Emporia right now, Kansas, D2, playing basketball. So he had that second guy that's going to fill it up. He also had his senior year, Walczak, scoring 16 points a game.
Huh.
So, you got Minarski. Minarski's got Tomczak, who's also
14
averaging up there 14 a game. Last year, I think Keon Twyman was the second leading scorer at 10 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have that, second 16 or 17-point scorer to compete with. So,
yeah.
But the other thing is, if your team's good, you're going to have 3 or 4 games into the playoffs.
We got to take a timeout. Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Back in 2 minutes with the second half. Cards up 16 at the Doghouse over North on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card.
Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butter Burgers, custard, and cheese curds.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
We head to the second half here on WOGO. Help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. All right, second half about ready to get going here on WOGO. And Cardinals with it as they go left to right here for half number two. Three-pointer, Tom Zach off the back iron. No, tipped up by Minarski. Fantastic tip, Dave, to start the second half of the Cards.
Also a great offensive rebound with that tip. Just a heck of an effort. Like, you know, 6 feet tall, in the right place at the right time every time.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You talk about it just being impressive that what, second in rebounds and second in scoring in the conference.
And he might be into first after tonight, too.
Yeah, I think some serious credentials for player of the year in the conference. There's some other good ones for sure. There's contact down low, and working it, they get it to Carter Seibel for two. The 6'3 senior makes it 38-22. Huskies not wanting to let the Cards build up any more of a big run here. Kansas Smith for three, off the rim, no good. Tipped up and in, another tip basket. Was it Minarski?
That was Minarski again.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Crazy. 40-22 Cardinals.
Who was it that took that three?
Kansas Smith.
Smith.
At the other end, there's the shot up and hoisted in by Elliot Besson, the 6 foot sophomore, making it 40-24.
Besson's first two of the night, has six on the night.
Kansas Smith on top, Minarski faking, he'll drive, spin, back, Lindner, 3-point attempt from Trent, no, a little bit short, rebound comes down to number five, C.J. Shepler, a 6'1 senior.
Lindner figured, why not shoot it? Minarski's going to clean up anyway.
Right. And there's the 3-pointer from Shepler. And Huskies creep back within 13 at 40-27. Again, I tried to think in terms of Chippewa's biggest lead, around 18 or so. And there's a loose ball. The Cards recover it. Krumbaker's going to hoist a three and get his three-pointer. And a timeout. Jason Prue wants to talk about it. 16:09 left in regulation. Cards up 16 when we come back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Huskies into the forecourt, running their offense on the attack, right to left, down low. Roxfall puts it up and in, and a foul he draws on Trent Linder, the 6'5 senior for the Cardinals with 15:49 left here in the second half. First one on Linder and the first on the Cards as a team here in the second half. Roxfall, as we mentioned, a 64% free throw shooter.
And the first player for Eau Claire North that could make the double-digit mark here if he makes this.
Their leading scorer at 12 a game, and he got it. All right, Krumbaker now for the Cardinals. 43-30, 13-point advantage. Huskies offense has stepped up again, very, you know, after leading 16-8, outscored, you know, big numbers the rest of that half, 28-4. And offense waking up here some with 8 points. What is it? 10 points already here since intermission. As Kansas Smith's going to shoot the three and hit it. Kansas Smith on the left side hitting the three-pointer, 46-20 Cardinals.
Cardinals 50% again from this half in the three-point line.
North to try to answer, missing a three-pointer, Elliot Besson. Manarski out of there with it. Across the timeline, they bring it left to right. On the far side, Krumbaker. Driving, spin move, and he got it. Krumbaker's just had a whale of a night.
What a game. He's making your highlight film all by himself here tonight.
He is, yeah. And yet another one for him right there as the Cards go back to that 18-point advantage.
And the percentage is unbelievable. He's only missed one shot tonight.
Yeah, wow. High percentage and ball handling, defense, the whole package.
Leading the Cardinals with 16 right now.
Huh. There's the three-point attempt by the Huskies. Roxfall, no good. Out of there with it. Jackson Tomczak to Krumbaker in the backcourt. Chippewa up 18, 14 and a half minutes to go here in regulation as Kansas Smith's going to drive and score. It's a real team effort now as the Cards go up by 20. And we get a timeout with 14:25 left in the second half. Cardinals up 20 on WDOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Earlier today, it was the Neillsville girls winning their contest over McDonald, 61-48 here on WOGO. And lots more exciting action coming your way. On Tuesday night, we'll have Superior coming to Chippewa Falls, projected 6:55 pregame. It's hockey on Thursday night. The Cards skating at home against Eau Claire Memorial at 6:40 pregame for that one. Huskies basketball now. Trying to cut into this 20-point lead. Missed three-pointer from the outside by Aaron Gust, the 6'1 sophomore. Into the forecourt comes the Cardinals. Minarski for three. No. Cardinals rebound, though. Right side, Krumbaker. Krumbaker into the lane. Puts it up and got it. Boy, it's just his night.
He is on fire.
And fuego.
Credit to Kansas Smith for that offensive rebound in between.
And now the Huskies, they cannot figure out.
Action
Christian
from Carson. Carson Wiedemeyer in for the first time tonight, I think.
Yep. The junior, 6'5 junior. On the left baseline, they're going to work it. Swing it out here to Carter Seibel. Down low, and losing the ball. Roxfall out of bounds. Huskies turnover. And now some substitutions. Zeke Johnson and Jackson Google will come for Chippewa, spelling Krumbaker and Kansas Smith. For Coach Jason Prue's squad.
Krumbaker sitting down with 18 points right now. He said high of the season was in the early 20s. I think it was 24, somewhere around there. But
right.
Let's see if we can get that tonight, and we don't have to worry about it.
And the thing is that, I mean, how far into the first half did he score? It was several, you know, early on, it was Tomczak and Minarski, right?
So, well, when you make every single one of your shots.
Yeah, and now getting into it to Easton Bob. No good. Misses it. And Huskies out of there with a rebound. Down the floor, Gust. Gets it on top, Roxball. Between the leg dribble, Easton Bob on him defensively. Besson driving to get it out on top to Gust. Left wing, Besson against Minarski in the Chahai man-to-man. Cardinals up 52-30, 13 minutes left in regulation. Roxball maneuvers and scores over Easton Bob, making it 52-32.
Roxball, the junior, is going to be a pretty tough player next year with a young Huskies team here.
Yeah, he's going to lead the way. I mean, they've got brighter days ahead on the north side of Eau Claire as Zeke Johnson's going to miss the three-point attempt. Skying for the rebound is Carter Seibel. Seibel is one of those seniors, the 6'3 senior. They get it left corner. There's the shot up by Aaron Gust. No good for the sophomore. Gets his own rebound. Roxfald now. I think he'd like to try to work on Easton Bob a little. Easton given some inches there as he goes only 6 foot. There's the missed shot from the outside for the Huskies. Didn't see the player.
20 for Wiedemeyer winds up with the rebound there.
Yep. Here comes Zeke Johnson, deep left corner, gets it to Jackson Google. On top, Zeke's going to shoot the open three, and he hit it. Zeke Johnson nailing that three-pointer. And the Cards go up 55-32.
Good to see Zeke fill that one up. He's got two in the first half. Now he's got five.
Good defense by Jackson Google, knocking it away from C.J. Shepler. And they'll get it in right in front of us. Time to tell you that fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order the Butterburger from Culver's. Have one tonight at Culver's of Lake Halley.
They got both Minarski and Krumbaker on the bench right now for a little bit. Let's see who they wind up going to for the scoring.
Yeah, Carter Seibel in the corner. T.J. Johnson driving. Dishes off Roxfall. Two more. They really look to him, and understandably so, the 6'6 junior. 55-34, Cardinals by 21. Biggest lead was a moment ago at 23.
Google ball fell down. Thought he was pushed there, but once he fell down, he couldn't get to the ball.
But again, one of just very few turnovers tonight.
Really, in the last two nights, the Cards have done a great job of holding on to the ball Thursday and tonight.
Yep. Superior waiting on Tuesday night. Come out and support them. Bring your radio and give us a listen. How about fans who mentioned to me as they go by that, hey, I'm going to be listening tonight. So inside of 11 and a half left here in regulation, Huskies ball down 21. And it's going to be Huskies ball just in front of their bench.
Foul on Google, it looks like.
Jackson Google with 11:22 left in this second half, committing his first personal, and for the Cards, their second team foul. Down low, missed shot that time by Seibel. Following it up, Roxfald, and a whistle and a foul with 11:17 left in the half.
Tomczak, the leading scorer on the floor right now for the Cardinals, he has eight.
And Tomczak gets the foul, his second, and the third on the Cards as a team. And it'll send Carter Seibel to the line, number 12. 6'3 senior, 68% free throw shooter as he hits the first. 55-35, Cards by 20. Have led by as many as 23. Trailed by 8, 16-8 earlier. There's the second one, no good. Out of there with it, Jackson Tomczak. G. Mason now into the contest with Zeke Johnson. Zeke driving, kick right corner. Easton Bob, no. From three-point range, and then Jackson Tomczak, just like that, got his third foul, pursuing the rebound with Andrew Roxfald.
Yeah, it might be a good time to sit him.
I think
you're going to sit one of your top three. You got two of the top three sitting.
And so we'll see if that does happen, as Roxfald is actually going to take a seat. And so getting it in for the Huskies, C.J. Shepler. The 20-point game now as we tick toward 11 minutes left in the second half. Into the forecourt, Shepler falling down on his knees, and then he gets up again, continued the dribble the whole time. Tomczak stays out there with the three fouls. On the left side, they'll get it off to Besson. Besson nearly has the ball knocked away by Zeke Johnson. He recovers his dribble. There's the penetration, dish, left baseline, reverse layup, whistle, and a foul as Kyder Seibel made his way in. And so the pace has kind of slowed down here a little bit, and Shahai committing several fouls, and that one going on Easton Bob, his first. It's the fifth on the Cards as a team. Huskies have yet to foul in the second half as the free throw honeycombs out for Carter Seibel.
Well, all things considered, you know, I think the Cardinals did a pretty good job there of holding their own with the second line still have a 20-point lead here. So credit to a lot of the younger kids coming in there and filling their roles.
Cyber, 68% free throw shooter, and he'll hit that one. All right, it's 55-36. So North has cut it to 19, had been 23. Christian Krumbaker across the timeline. Minarski back to CC. Deep left corner. Again, out there for the Cardinals right now. David Turhark, the 6'3 junior, first time tonight. Kansas Smith on top. Krumbaker penetrating into the lane. No, misses the shot. Rebound out of there. Minarski, one of those few misses for Christian tonight. Cardinals, a lot of offensive rebounds, or so it seems, Dave.
Well, Minarski himself has four of his 10. He officially has a double-double at this point.
Excellent. Krumbaker has it blocked down low and stuck by C.J. Shepler. Shepler goes 6-1, so there's a slight height advantage on Krumbaker, who's a six-footer. And now Huskies with a chance to cut the 19-point lead. Spin move, picking up the dribble. Besson going to bank it in.
That's it. Tough shot there.
17-point game now, 55-38. So they've cut the biggest lead of 23 by 6, and then a blocked shot, Kansas Smith, but he recovers it as it was blocked by Carter Seibel. On top to Lindner. And now Turhark finds Kansas Smith. Right side, Minarski faking, loses the ball, and recovered by North, and a whistle and a foul is going to go on Minarski, I think.
No, I think it's the other way. I think Minarski got that ball back, and the foul's on Besson, probably.
A little tough to see, so okay. 9.5 minutes to go in a 55-38 Chahai lead here from the doghouse.
Looking straight over the scorecard here. That's where that 6 inches I got you by helps.
Yeah, right. Elliot Besson, his first personal. And the first team foul on the Huskies in the second half. And a block shot, Minarski taking it down low. And he got stuck, and here come the Huskies now. Trying to cut this 17-point lead. They've cut 6 points off of it since Chahai reached its height at 23.
And that's probably the cleanest I've seen it. You know, that was just a good physical defensive play.
Roxbald losing it as he fell to the floor on the penetration whistle.
Going to call a foul on, you know, just out on Kansas Smith. As he reached in from out of bounds, so as soon as he touches it, it's out on
him. 9:06 left, about the midway point of the second half here on WOGO. As the freshman, Barrow, will get it. Tyler Barrows, a 5'9 freshman, 3-point sharpshooter. Set a tough night tonight. And off of 1 foot, missing that one, Elliot Besson. But Huskies with a rare offensive rebound. Besson to try to answer, and he gets the three-pointer. And the six-foot sophomore with the three, and all of a sudden it's a four-point game at 55-41.
You can tell Besson has spent a lot of the time in the gym as well.
Yeah. And now the Cardinals looking to tighten. 9 points have been trimmed off the lead here by the Huskies. On top, Krumbaker. Christian on top to Kansas Smith. Minarski. Krumbaker's had a huge night tonight. A stretch of about 9 straight points there in the first half. And about 11 out of 13 or so. Making up a lot of our highlights. Hearing Dave say that he at least was, if not still, the leading scorer. Krumbaker. Pass deflected away by Kansas Smith. So the Huskies getting energized as their coach over here, Michael Kessler, putting his hands together. And they're saying it's off of Chippewa. And Minarski was having a brief friendly word with the referee.
Yeah, kind of a hard time with that one, too. It looked like pretty clear it was off Eau Claire North, but that's a turnover for Chihai.
So 55-41, the Huskies being bolstered as they've cut the lead by 9 from 23 down to 14. And on the attack, right to left, on the outside, Shepler. They're working around the left side to T.J. Johnson. Roxfall, their leading scorer, working on Jackson Tomczak. Into the lane, faking, puts it off last and two. It's a 12-point game, 55-43. And the Cardinals need to get a hoop.
So here we've got that run going again. How are they going to respond?
Yeah,
this is how they respond.
It's an 11-0 run, and Krumbaker misses the three. And Minarski tracks down the rebound, gets it to Kansas Smith. Smith drives, puts it up. Oh, missed it. Rebound, Krumbaker. Kick it to the left corner. Shot on the way by Google. No good. It rolled around the rim. Rebound. Jackson Tomczak gets the basket, and the Cardinals stop that 11-0 Huskies run. Well, that was an important hoop and a number of offensive rebounds, giving them second and third chances.
Yeah, I'm still trying
to write
down.
And there's a steal by Krumbaker as the Huskies lose it at the other end. Tomczak creatively manipulating his way down the floor, but it's going to be Chahai ball as it's deflected out of bounds.
Yeah, that one looked like it had more contact, you know, for a jump ball than the one before that was called a jump. So Eau Claire coach right in front of us saying that.
I mean, was surprised there wasn't a jump.
He was blocked, you know, but he had his hand on the ball for almost a full second.
Zeke Johnson gets it into Minarski for three off the rim. No good. Rebound again. Offensive rebound. Tomczak threw his hands, but recovered by Zeke Johnson. Krumbaker, left corner of Minarski. Back on top to double C. Google on top. Krumbaker, spin move, drive. Picks up his dribble on top of Minarski. Cardinals will set it up now. 6:50 to go in regulation. Chihai up by 14. Credit the Huskies, though. That 11-0 run cut a 23-point lead down to 12. And Krumbaker all the way in for the basket. 59-43. Chihai back to that 16-point advantage.
Great game to have his entire family here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, inspiring. So show his brothers. Oh, and there's the drive on the right side, falling down, airballing it. Elliot Besson, cards out of there with it. Here comes Krumbaker into the forecourt. Jackson Tomczak to Krumbaker for three. Oh, off the front iron. No, Minarski fouled up, and he drew the foul.
I've ran out of offensive rebound spots to mark off for Minarski.
Yeah.
Minarski right now, I think, has 7 offensive rebounds of 12 total.
Yeah.
Now, you talked about that. Those are the numbers that are probably going to get him in the first place for rebounding.
Yeah.
Whether he makes it for scoring, we'll find out here.
Yeah, right. That's something. Huh. So who's ahead of him in rebounding for the conference as he hits the first one?
I'll have to look that up.
I think it's the
River Falls player, but I'm not.
60-43 as Minarski, who's an incredible free throw shooter at 85%, hits the first one. Second one is up, and so it just rolls off of there. And rebound down to Carter Seibel. 60-43, Chippewa by 17. Gust, the sophomore, they get it off to T.J. Johnson. Again, a lot of underclassmen on this Eau Claire North squad. A couple of seniors, but a lot of underclassmen. And banging it down, there's one of the seniors, Carter Seibel, and pinging around like it's pinball, and Krumbaker comes away with it. Inside of 5:45 left here in regulation, the Cards with the ball up 17, 60-43. It won the first time these two teams met, 84-52, December 9th at Chippewa. Fouled up and in, Minarski had another offensive rebound. He missed the shot, though. That's 8 offensive rebounds by your account, Dave. Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Just that determination and nose for the ball.
Whoever's got him is not boxed out,
I guess,
because he's crashing every time.
Right. Yeah, that hard-nosed aggressiveness. And again, you know, you think of him as a perimeter player, but oh, so much more. And Roxfald, creative, and going across the lane with the left hand and getting the score. And again, Roxfald, look out next year because he's a force to be reckoned with even as a junior. 5:10 to go. Cards up 15 when we come back. In a minute on WDOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chihai up 60-45. Mark Halverson, Dave Check on the call. Courtside here at the Doghouse, Eau Claire North. Zach Wycheck back at our Wilbur Studios. It's time to call Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower. How about a jacuzzi? Or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or wheresgala.com.
So Eli Johnson from River Falls is the one that's in first for rebounding. He's ahead 142-125 overall, but in the division, only 78-75 over Minarski.
Huh. Oh, and a great feed to Zeke Johnson. Didn't quite go. I think it was Jackson Tomczak with the pass, like an alley-oop that time. And now winging it down the floor, here come the Huskies. Down by 15, inside of 5 minutes left. In regulation as they're on the attack, right to left, T.J. Johnson. And they work it on the perimeter now with C.J. Shepler. Shepler, pull up, 15-footer. Got it. as he hit that one over Jackson Google, and it's a 13-point game again at 60-47. Huskies in Chahai into the forecourt, bring it left to right. On top, Zeke Johnson, joined by Jackson Tomczak, Mason Minarski, Christian Krumbaker, and Jackson Google for Coach Jason Prusquat. 4:25 to go. Tomczak flashing across the lane. And on top, Google gets it. Krumbaker, right side, Tomczak. Jackson looking in. Bounce feed, getting it, working around the outside, Krumbaker. Cards taking some air out of the ball here a little bit. Minarski for three, right side, got it.
Take that air out of the ball.
There you go. Three more for Mason Minarski.
And that puts him at 18, still two behind Krumbaker for tonight.
Well, there you go. That's good for Chahai, though, I think, just in terms of the balance for the scoring. Jackson Tomczak started fairly hot, and a whistle and a foul on Krumbaker out on top as he was matched against Roxvald.
Interesting. We don't have anything called on the other end, and then all of a sudden a little touch foul on the outside.
Yeah. That wasn't affecting the action so much, but Christian Krumbaker, his first foul of the night, and Jason Prue even getting a bit of an explanation from the referee. Very friendly conversation there with a 63-47 Chahai advantage with 3:46 left here in regulation. Cardinals comfortably up 16. They had led by 23, though. So credit the Huskies for cutting into that sum. But, boy, Mason Minarski with a bit of a dagger there, upping it to 16. Trying to work it down low, trying to get it to Seibel. There's the three-point attempt from the outside. No good by Aaron Gust. Out of there with it, the Cardinals. Minarski across the timeline. They bring it left to right, on top to Krumbaker. 3:20 to go. Christian on the far side facing a bit of a double team. They're looking to a bit of a half-court press. Right side, Jackson Tomczak on
Google's
top, Minarski.
Open.
Work it left side, Jackson Tomczak on the left lane, spinning. Gets it out, Minarski for the open three. Got it again, Minarski.
Is that really what they want, to double team and leave Minarski open?
I don't know. That was not what they want. That's not pick your poison, right?
I mean, I suppose at this point in the game, you got to just hope, but
pick your poison, and Roxbald going to miss it off glass, fighting, and he got smashed down.
I think they're going to call it on Kansas Smith.
Yeah, I think so.
No, they said 21. Or four, yep.
Yeah, okay. So Kansas Smith getting his third foul of the night.
Oh, he was holding up the bonus. That's it.
2:45 left, 66-47. Chippewa down by 19. Chippewa up by 19. My apologies. First free throw is good for Roxfeld. He'll get another. As we mentioned a number of times, he's had a number of trips to the line. Came into the game a 64% free throw shooter. 66-48, Cards by 18. Stick around for the post-glass and mirror post-game show. Guess it's the post-glass post-game show coming up here on WOGO, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror. Into the forecourt as Roxbald hit both of those to make it 66-49.
Cardinals probably going to hold it from here on out.
Yep, 2.5 minutes and a 17-point lead. Krumbaker falling down and whistle and a foul on the Huskies.
And that's only the Huskies' third foul, so they're going to be a long ways to get in the bonus.
Right. And, again, it's a continuation of the Cards not getting the line much, which we've seen that all season in comparison to their opponents.
Krumbaker will just take it all the way himself. That's another two for Krumbaker. Just, you know, if they're going to give that to him, he's just going to take the lane.
68-49 Chippewa, and the Huskies will shoot a three-pointer and miss it at the other end. Elliot Besson, rebound to the Cardinals. Kansas Smith, 2:07 to go. Kansas into the forecourt, picked up defensively there by Aaron Gust, and reaching in and briefly knocking it away, but drawing the foul is Aaron Gust. Again, these seniors, you got Averion Sands Hanna. He got injured in the second game, and that was a big loss. He would have been their point guard, I understand it. So 1, 2, 3, 4. They have 6 compared to Chahai's 8, but nonetheless, a lot of youth that get significant minutes, as we talked about. Their 3 leading scorers all underclassmen, as the Huskies commit another foul, and this one's going on Elliot Besson, his second, with 1:54 to go, and the Cards up 19, 68-49.
So if we are shooting free throws from here on out, I wouldn't be surprised if Minarski gets as many rebounds as he has points.
Yeah.
He's got 15 rebounds right now and 21 points.
He's really had his way down there, especially on the offensive glass, as we've noted. Jackson Google on top to Kansas Smith, to Crumbaker. Inside of 100 seconds now, inside of 140 left in this game, the Cardinals looking to win their third in a row, go to 6-5 in conference and 9-9 in the season, and a whistle and a foul on Roxfald with exactly 130 left. And now the substitution as Jackson Google going to be subbed for by Logan Paulsrud, one of those seniors, 6'2 senior off the Chihai bench.
So taking a look at the stats we got for the free throws, if you're Eau Claire North, who would you foul?
If I was Eau Claire North,
I mean, you got your choice.
I'll give you the percentages. Yeah, right.
Kansas Smith right now, Crumbaker, who they chose.
Kansas Smith is 82. Crumbaker 72. Jackson Google 69. Minarski's 85. Jackson Tomczak 69. It's pretty good. That's why Chihai's 73% free throw shooting team. Because Crumbaker misses that one off the front iron, and now the Huskies advance it down. And the three-point attempt from the left side, no good by Carter Seibel. Jackson Tomczak has it stolen away from behind by the Huskies, and now they reload. They kick it on top. There's another three-point attempt missed by Elliot Besson. And out of there with it, Roxfald.
Stolen.
Stolen away by Jackson Tomczak. And so tit-for-tat, I guess, is how that works. Inside of a minute to go and a whistle and a Husky foul. As the Cards in command here, 68-49. So game two of our doubleheader looks like it's going to go for the club we follow here as Neillsville beat McDonald Girls earlier, 61-48. You can find that podcast at wogo.com.
So they chose Crumbaker both times here.
Yeah, I don't know. 72% of the numbers wouldn't. Well, I guess Jackson Google or Jackson Tomczak, but Crumbaker just had the ball more. As Jackson Tomczak will check out, G. Mason checking in along with Easton Bob, Zeke Johnson, and Logan Paulsrud, along with Christian Crumbaker, this final 58 seconds.
Crumbaker 3-for-4 on the night from the free throw line.
And what a night he's had as he hits that one. But it just was a surge there. We had 9 straight points in the first half and like 11 out of 13. One of the players in for North, Carter Rabideck, a 6'3 senior, as the second one is good. 70-49, Cards by 21, and he'll take a seat as well as David Turhark checks in, the 6'3 junior, number 12.
So Crumbaker on just incredible shooting tonight is going to wind up with 24, in all likelihood leading the Cardinals.
Yeah, it would appear so.
Well, he will. Minarski's on the bench.
So the Huskies finishing it out here. Ryan Schmidt, a senior, on the floor, as well as number 32, Tyler Everson. And stolen away by the Cards. G. Mason ahead to Zeke Johnson, and he's going to miss.
Went for the dunk.
He did. The 5'11 senior went for the dunk and didn't get it. The layup would have been two, but wouldn't have been as impressive.
He did grab the rim and pull it down, but he forgot the ball.
Yeah. It's harder when you're 5'11. He's got the hops, but not quite on that one. Final 20 seconds. And hoisting the shot up and hitting the three-pointer, Tyler Everson, the 5'11 senior for North. That's pretty cool. Big smile on his face. 70-52 now. Final 9 seconds. Zeke Johnson across the timeline for the Cards, and I think we've had our last shot. Final 4, 3, 2, 1. It's over from the doghouse at Eau Claire North as it's won by the Cardinals, 70-52. They win their third straight this week, and they go to 6-5 in conference, 9-9 on the season. The Huskies fall to 2-15 overall, and in the conference, 2-9.
Cardinals got to finish strong. I mean, I really think they are a top 8 out of the 16, a team that should get a home playoff game. But, they've got to win a couple games here coming up.
That's right. Stick around. Hey, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WDOGO. The post-class, post-game show coming up in 2 minutes on WDOGO Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app,
so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
No-look bounce pass down low. Katie Ruff off the window, counted in a foul.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biston. And it goes in, the empty netter. Makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Right. Chai wins it 70-52. Coach Jason Prue joins us now. And Coach, fall behind 16-8, and then an amazing run by your club, 28-4, to take you to a 36-20 lead at the half.
Yeah, like we said before the game, Eau Claire North is starting to play really well. So we knew they would come out with a lot of energy and enthusiasm, and we weathered that early one, and then we got settled in a little bit and started playing the way we wanted to play.
This game really had a Christian Crumbaker stamp on it. One of the guys really showing himself tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And Christian's one of those guys that can do this. And it's great having him. And he can get to the basket. And it gives us another element to this team. So, yeah, he had a really good game for us.
My stat man, Dave Check, I think it was like Minarski had some 15 rebounds, about 8 offensive rebounds tonight, but 15, he was really hitting the boards.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we were telling the guys he was being face guarded. So, him crashing the boards, he's hard to box out if you're going to face guard him. So he's really instinctive to the ball. He really elevates and goes and gets it. And there was a couple there where his elbow's up over the rim. And, yeah, he's pretty aggressive, pretty special player.
All in all, though, I mean, a very good week for you. I mean, 3 straight wins here, 2 of them on the road. Pretty good situation here. You get to 9-9 on the season and 6-5 in the conference. And River Falls with a tough test against River Falls. You may find yourself tied for third in the conference.
Yeah, and we saw, we knew last week was tough. We had obviously having Marshall come in, they're leading their league over there, and I thought for a good part of that game we competed well. They shot the ball really well, and then Hudson a couple times. So yeah, we knew last week was a tough week, and we knew that this week if we continued playing the way that we were starting to see ourselves play throughout games, we'd be able to get back on track in the win column.
All right, so we'll be with you actually Tuesday night at home against Superior. What do you know about the Spartans?
Don't know much. I haven't looked at them too much. I've been focusing on the moment, and
yeah.
Now I got a couple days where we can take a look at Superior and see what they got to offer.
Very good. We'll see you Tuesday night.
All right, thank you.
Congratulations on the win, Coach Jason Prue, as Chai coming out on top by a final of 70-52, Dave Check, but some different numbers attract. You know, Crumbaker with 24 points and Minarski's 15 rebounds kind of stand out to you tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Just a monster game on the board for Minarski, and Crumbaker having a standout game, shooting, incredible shooting so far. I mean, I'll just give you Minarski and Crumbaker stats to start. Minarski 8-for-18, 21 points and 15 rebounds. I got a feeling, I mean, that's going to put the pressure on the kid from River Falls. That's a huge night for rebounds. Crumbaker 9-for-13, 24 points, and also 4 rebounds on the night, scrapping as well.
I got to interject because we jumped right into the coach, and I did not say, and I apologize, that this is the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll have more numbers with Dave and the highlights from throughout the game. Stick around. We've got that ahead here on our Post Glass post-game show on WOGO.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown, your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef. That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Alley for Butterburgers, custard, and cheese curds.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Chi-High winning game two of our doubleheader today, 70-52 at Eau Claire North. Earlier, Neillsville girls beating McDonald 61-48. Did do some checking. Superior, actually, a 10-8 team. They're coming to town to the Birdcage on Tuesday night. Before we get back to Dave's stats here on the post-class post-game show at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Dave?
All right, so we've already heard Minarski and Crumbaker. The third leading scorer was Tomczak, 4 for 10 for 10 points, but he was also the second leading rebounder with 5. Johnson, 2 for 5, 5 points, 1 rebound. Smith, 3 for 7, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Google, 1 for 2, 3 points, 2 rebounds. For Eau Claire North, Roxfold led the way with 20. Siebel had 8, and Shepley had 10. The turnovers were excellent for both teams. We had 7, they had 9. Offensive rebounds, really just a huge night, not just for Mason Minarski, but for the entire team. Chi-High really did a great job hitting the offensive rebounds and getting those second-half shots. On the night, Cardinals wind up shooting 10 for 20 from the three-point line, so 50%, and I think they were right at 50% last game that we saw, too. And that's as a team, so that's pretty impressive. Inside of threes, they were 17 for 38 on the night, and free throws 6 for 8.
So those are the numbers, the tail of the tape here. We've got a number of highlights from this broadcast tonight. And, well, let's relive it all here. Let's go back to both not only the second half, but we might as well do the first half and enjoy this ball game, because the story of it was 16-8. Chippewa was trailing, and then they went on a 28-4 run to lead 36-20 at the half. They go on to the 70-52 victory in the second half, outscoring home team. As well, actually, North put up 32 points in that second half, but Chai just a bit more at 34 in that second half. So let's give a listen to some of the action from early on this evening here on WOGO. And a steal by Lindner as the attempted bounce pass stolen away on the far side. So Trent has a steal, a block, and a couple of rebounds already. They work it left side to Kansas Smith, picked up defensively over here by Bess, and there's the three-pointer, and Benarski's got the three. Into the forecourt. Christian Krumbaker across the timeline. Cards bring it right to left. Out on top, Tomczak, open three on the way. Doctor! Cards lead it by one. Jason Prue will penetrate. Step back. 15-footer right side of the lane. Followed up and in by Minarski. Great rebound basket and stopping the run right there.
Yeah.
And they were really all over him defensively.
I just don't think that particular ref underneath is going to call that.
Yeah, as the drive by Roxwell, he's going to miss the driving left-handed layup. Minarski, long pass ahead to Zeke Johnson, going to try to get the bust out. Layup reverse is good. What a play. Oh, what a play. Same day, that was one of my favorite highlights of the night. I mean, that was Minarski, the long outlet pass. Zeke Johnson takes it, reverse layup from the left to the right. That was a pretty play.
Yeah, Zeke Johnson, nice little post pattern there. Minarski playing Tom Brady for a little bit.
Just
feathered that one in there.
That was a lot of fun. Steve. Penetration. Krumbaker down low. Basket. Good. And they're going to count it in a foul.
They are. Nice shot.
All right. Good job by Christian Krumbaker. And that started his run. Little did we know at that point, that was well into the game. I mean, that gave the Cards the lead, Dave, at 17-16. And we were getting ready for the Krumbaker show.
Yeah, he really turned it on from that point on.
Cards will reload. Up 18-16. So the Cards now on a 10-0 run, Dave. It kind of happened in bits and pieces, but lo and behold.
Yeah, a lot of things clicking. Yeah. Offensive rebounds, getting those second-chance shots.
Chai was down 16-8. They now lead at 18-16. Krumbaker drives all the way in, and there's another layup. Five straight points for Christian Krumbaker. Krumbaker in a timeout, Eau Claire North, with the Cardinals on a 14-0 run leading.
You used to hear, three passes before shooting. Yeah. Always had a problem with that. If you got an open shot, you certainly don't want to pass it up.
Krumbaker again, and he's just having his way here. It's about a 9-0 run for Krumbaker. The big run for the Cardinals, it's a 16-0 run. They were down 16-8. They lead it 24-16. Minarski right side, got it. Good touch there for Mason. Krumbaker into the forecourt. Tomczak for three. Got it. He dialed it up, and it's 33-18. Cardinals by 15. Krumbaker into the forecourt. On top, Minarski, a long three. Got it. Feeling it. 36-18. The Cards have doubled up the Huskies. And that was the first half highlight. So you heard those in the Hy-Vee halftime show and here in the post-class post-game show. But what about the second half? Well, it had its own highlights as well, starting right away. For two. Three-pointer, Tomczak off the back iron. No, tipped up by Minarski. Fantastic tip, Dave, to start the second half of the Cards.
Also a great offensive rebound with that tip.
Build up any more of a big run here. Kansas Smith for three, off the rim, no good. Tipped up and in, another tip basket. Was it Minarski?
That was Minarski again.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Great. To right, on the far side, Krumbaker. Driving, spin move, and he got it. Krumbaker's just had a whale of a night.
What a game. He's making your highlight film all by himself here tonight.
He is. Basketball. The Cardinals. Minarski for three. No. Cardinals rebound, though. Right side, Krumbaker. Krumbaker into the lane. Puts it up and got it. Boy, it's just his night. On top, Zeke's going to shoot the open three, and he hit it. Zeke Johnson nailing that three-pointer. Kansas Smith. Smith drives, puts it up. Oh, missed it. Rebound Krumbaker. Kick it to the left corner. Shot on the way by Google. No good. It rolled around the rim. Rebound. Jackson Tomczak gets the basket. And the Cardinals stop that 11-0 Huskies run. Cardinals will set it up now. 6:50 to go in regulation. Chai-Hai up by 14. Credit the Huskies, though. That 11-0 run cut a 23-point lead down to 12. And Krumbaker all the way in for the basket. Huskies in, Chai into the forecourt, bring it left to right. On top, Zeke Johnson, joined by Jackson Tomczak, Mason Minarski, Christian Krumbaker, and Jackson Google for coach Jason Prue's squad. 4:25 to go. Tomczak flashing across the lane. And on top, Google gets it, Krumbaker. Right side, Tomczak. Jackson looking in. Bounce feed. Getting it. Working around the outside, Crumbaker. Cards.
Well, I'll tell you what, we had a lot of highlights there, and that one apparently needed to get cut a little sooner. But nonetheless, Chai wins it 70-52. Some final thoughts.
Well, it looks like, you know, our game on Tuesday, even though that's a non-conference game, it'll be a good chance for me with about four games left to be able to give you a little idea where the Cardinals sit, maybe give you a little prognostication on whether or not they might get that home game for playoffs. I think it's certainly going to take another couple of powerful wins. They don't have a whole lot of those in the conference. They didn't knock off Memorial. They didn't knock off Hudson. But, you know, if they finish up strong, I think it is shaping up that they're going to be right in the middle of the pack there.
So Chai with the win, they go to 6-5 in the conference, 9-9 on the season. And, again, winding down the season here, the final stretch, Superior at home on Tuesday night. In terms of Mason Minarski, how many points tonight?
21.
21. It puts him at 1,121 for his career. He's 63 shy of Aaron Knaz, who's the third all-time leading scorer. He's got him within his sight, but it's going to take a few games to get there. All right. In the meantime, let's finish it off with the Wogo Sports Calendar here tonight, and we're out of here. Superior Tuesday night, though, we got Chai Hockey, the Cards at home at the Chippewa Falls Ice Arena, 6:40 on Thursday night. Our pregame on Tuesday, estimated to be 6:55. Then the McDonald Girls on Friday night, February 10th at Cadott. Listen, those two, both excellent teams. Cadott, one of their only losses, if not only loss of the year, was to Max. And so they get them at the Hornet's Nest there on Friday night. And then Saturday, we'll have the Chippewa Falls Girls at New Richmond. That's a 2:40 pregame here on WOGO Sports. We can look ahead February 16th, the Chippewa Falls Menominee Girls Hockey Squad hosting Black River Falls. Time to be determined for that, February 16th, so put that on your calendar. You can always check the Wogo Sports Calendar at wogo.com.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, hey, fun to be here. Always good to watch the Cardinals play some basketball, and Especially when they play it like that.
Absolutely. Thank you. We'll see you Tuesday night. Thanks to Zach Wycheck back at our Wogo studio. Game two of our basketball doubleheader earlier in Neillsville. Taking care of business. They're a very highly ranked Division 4 team, beating a highly ranked D5 team in McDonald's. So good for those Mac girls to get that test on their home floor. And Neillsville hitting 14 threes. And this one, Chai winning on the road at Eau Claire North, 70-52. Thanks so much for listening on WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO.
Chai High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Chai High Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO.